The anti-coup alliance, of which the Muslim Brotherhood is the biggest faction, said the revolution will go on. It also accused those it branded as coup leaders of not understanding the street's message. The group that calls for the reinstatement of Morsi and the 2012 constitution, approved by nearly two-thirds of Egyptians, further said the alliance believes the referendum will be rigged by the government in all cases.
Take this almond from me. Even if a referendum takes place on this draft constitution, this constitution will be short-lived.
It vowed to continue street and university protests that some fear could obstruct the holding of the referendum. The government, which has pleaded for a yes vote to topple Morsi's constitution for good and for large participation in search of a fragile legitimacy, has warned it will face any attempts to derail the process with an iron fist. On its part, some influential liberal forces like the 6th of April Youth Movement and the Dastur Party raise objections to articles related to the strengthening of the military, especially the military trial of civilians. They, along with ironically strong government backers, the Free Egyptians Party, have also rejected any potential changes in the roadmap that might see presidential elections take place ahead of parliamentary votes, according to the draft. But leftist streams and other secular ones, including the Nasserite and Weft parties, as expected, largely supported the draft constitution. So did, curiously, the Salafist Noor Party, despite the fact the constituent panel made the Supreme Constitutional Court and not Azhar the reference of Sharia law. As for the public, they seem to be divided, as everything in Egypt nowadays, into three: pro, anti, and middle.
Initially, it's a yes. I think we badly need some stability.
This is a coup by all means. Boycott, I will not participate.
I haven't decided. Should I go? What if they throw my vote in the basket again?
Egypt remains on the edge, awaiting key sensitive dates in December and January, including the planned referendum, Morsi's trial, and most of all, the third anniversary of the January 25th People's Revolution. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.